And thank you, Classic Rock Mine, for that classic rock music. And according to that digital clock here at WMFO, you're in tune to your freeform station, and that digital clock says 11:01. And this is WMFO in Medford. And now, according to the very same WMFO digital clock, it is 11:03. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. I remain not Belinda, but this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. And it's only two because there's a new show coming up at 1 o'clock, a new student show called B-Side Bistro. So we look forward to that. But that does restrict Bubbles in the Think Tank to remain its original two-hour format. But still, in those 2 hours, we'll give you all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And some of us have been double-dong daring you since 1990. So why stop now? And me, not Belinda, I am so excited to be here live because live radio is such a unique thing for me. This is only my second time live on the air in the past 3.5 months, and only my second time live on the air in 2 years. And I'm so excited I want to prove that I'm live. Siri, what day and date is today?
It's Saturday, March 5th, 2022.
And what time is it?
It's 11:04 p.m.
Well, there you go. Siri timestamped the show, and she's right on time with the WMFO digital clock, which also says it's 11:04 p.m. How exciting is that? So anyway, I've got big shoes to fill, being sitting in here for Belinda. I want to thank Chris, by the way, who did an excellent show last week, and I'm taking up his concept, whereas when Belinda does a show, she either has free association or she has an hour theme before the radio obituaries. Chris did three different sets on three different themes. I'm going to follow his footsteps, even though his shoes aren't as big to fill as Belinda's. But yes, coming up at midnight, or right around thereabouts, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days and weeks. I was going to say end months, but all of mine are in days and weeks, so they're all pretty current. So me being me, that is not Belinda, and this being Bubbles in the Think Tank, I took the liberty of walking over here because I live so close to the station. That makes it a convenient way to get here. And I put on very comfortable shoes because I knew I had big shoes to fill. And it's up to me to bring you all the silliness that you can stomach and all the silliness you can stake your shick at, stick at. So let me get out of the way and present some of that silliness to you now, here at WMFO in Medford. Big shoes to fill. Yeah, the shoes are so big to fill that, and I'm live on the air, that we start with some dead air. How did that happen? Did this thing get disconnected? Well. Let's take two on that. I'm a little confused. Okay, I think I might have found my way back home. So let's start that over again. And now I'm a minute behind schedule here on WMFO in Medford.
I live in your shoe.
I bought you the shoes you're walking away in. Those bright royal blues that you're going astray in. I bought you the shoes, you gave me the blues, and you stepped on this poor heart of mine. I bought you the shoes on the day that we married, only to lose the woman they've carried. Well, I should have known that someone who owns such beautiful shoes would turn right around and walk out of town with a new love and a new pair of shoes. A new love and a new pair of shoes.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Something you call love but confess. He wears
You're listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I am not Belinda. That should be fairly obvious to you, because Belinda would never have backing music. But as not Belinda, I could stretch the rules a little bit here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. I can even stretch them further and tell you verbally what you're hearing right now that I'm talking over. It's Akiko Yano's instrumental version of Walk Don't Run. And this is closing out our set of walking and shoes and boots music that I compiled for your delight as I walked over here this evening. I see there are several of you out there on the Facebook chat group. Bob and Paul and Chris, who filled in last week, and of course M. Freddie Stockwell and... am I missing anybody? There's even Bill. Hi, Bill. Even Belinda looked like she made a comment, but I thought she was out of the country. So maybe she's just checking in on the Facebook page. I really doubt she's listening to this. She will eventually. So we could say, hi, B. We're going to move on from walking in boots and move into our next set, which is going to be basically Beatles-related. But I don't think we're going to hear from the Beatles directly. We'll be hearing about them or influences by them. You'll see what I mean. It'll be silly. Be sure to stay tuned. And I'm sure you are. Promised Beatle-related music coming at you right now here on WMFO in Medford.
Hello, lads. Why don't we do a Buddy Holly number?
You know my name. Look up the number.
Number nine, number nine.
What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
I've just seen a face and it's Ringo's.
Well, my name is Ringo and that ain't lingo, cause I'm the greatest star. But I ain't no bummer, I'm a hummer of a drummer and I've gone pretty far. I've got a yellow sub and a caveman's club to beat on all my skins. I even got me a magic Christian to pardon all my sins. I got a bird named Bach who loves to rock. She's a woman who understands that if she ever left me, I'd have to get me a load my heart's club band. Now I'd like to introduce you all to a lad who's on the ball. He plays bass with a lot of taste and he goes by the name of Paul. Take it away, Paulie. Says your grandfather then. It's very clean.
Ringo, we'll call you.
I'll be upgrading them.
Well, my name is Paul and I do it all. I write and sing and play. But for all me money, it might be funnier so long from yesterday. Now, I might have a smile that's longer than a mile, but don't think it's all been fun. I've been arrested for drugs, mobbed and mugged, and had a band that's on the run, you see. I've been thrown in jail, gotten hate mail, even told that I was dead. Had herds of birds threaten me life just cause I wanted to wed, you see. Now I'd like to introduce you to a man who found the Lord. He plays a mean sitar, rhythm guitar, and he goes by the name of George. George, hey, we'll let you sing one now.
I'll sing if you want me to sing, and I won't sing if you don't want me to sing. Well, I just might be the baby of the bunch, but I'm also the most hip. From the Maharishi to Hare Krishna, I started every trip.
What's he talking
Hari,
about?
Hari, oh bloody, oh blada. Yeah, yeah, let it be, let it be. La 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 la. Hey Jude, love is all you need. My sweet, he's so fine. I did it all, they just never give me any credits.
All right, lad, your time's up.
Ooh, now let me introduce you to the chap who takes no crap. His name is John and he's going on because he still likes to rap. Hey John, no bebop or lulas, alright, we gotta do the real thing this time.
Fair enough.
Okay, you ready?
Aye.
Alright, here's Johnny.
Well, my name is John and I'm always on and I'm speaking with my voice.
I write rock and pop and the head's a mop. I've got a psychedelic Rolls Royce for sale. Now they called me local when I married Yoko, but she's a gal who's on the beam. She buys a sack of potatoes, throws out the potatoes and hides inside and screams, "You're an eggplant, the sister's an aunt, I want to jump up your nose. I love New York City, my Aunt Mimi, and words that rhyme with orange." What a load of rubbish. I can't believe this. Who wrote this thing?
Don't you remember we did, John?
You know, we used to be Fab and Gear and stuff like that. What's going on? We reformed for this.
I remember when we used to make good records.
Coo-coo-coo-choo too. Coo-coo-coo-choo to you too. And to you. And to you. And to me. And everyone here. All together now.
All right, I did the record, but I don't want to play live. Has anybody seen the old brown shoes?
Oh, they've put me in the movies, haven't they?
Anybody want to buy some Lithos?
Signed.
Scrambled eggs.
You just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week.
Well, I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway, moved up to LPs, 8-track cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. Well, I got started back in 63. My first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. I built a record collection. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention. I kept on spending, but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel-to-reel LP. Every compilation, every damn Let It Be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in 91, past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. I'm just a dumbass consumer, thinking it was over with the anthology. And now it's iTunes, thumb drives, even the cloud. Perpetual expenses make me twist and shout. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Translucent 78s of the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window. Oh man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin in the mixing suite, farting in time to Eleanor Rigby and Quadrophonic. Oh man, how much?
Thank you.
and Moscow girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my mind.
Yeah. My story is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds tale.
Oh, yeah.
Because I actually went out with Lucy's sister.
Some good things for us. I really do. And if you don't believe drugs have done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight and take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years, real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a... You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Put him... Ooh, look at him scooch. Grab him. Yeah, hook his bell bottom. Hook his bell bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing us. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down. We can party again. They were real high. They wrote great music. Drugs did have a positive effect.
Let the dogs out. Oh, too much cacophony. Stop it, stop it. Crazy. Whew. Okay, that's better. Well, I guess I lied a bit, because if we did hear from the Beatles in that set, though it wasn't the way they intended to be heard. It was a mashup of Birthday and Back in the USSR. We don't want to be back there. The USSR technically doesn't exist anymore, but Dighead Putin's trying to recreate it by force. Anyway, that's just the views and opinions of yours truly, not Belinda, and not necessarily the views of WMFO or its Board of Trustees or Tufts University. But I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. Anyway, that was our Beatles set. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's supposed to be silly, so we'll stay away from the politicalness for now. And move on to our next set of Stable of Stars, we're going to call it. All those animals ran out of the stable just then. We'll turn to some of Bubbles in the Think Tank's Stable of Stars. And we will start off with some local favorites and dear friends, Bird Mancini, because they were in the Stable of Stars. So here they are on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford.
Red. Now the dark is settling in. Oh, didn't last long, did it? Sweet bird song, it fills the sky. Then a yellow feather fly. Oh, didn't last long. A few months ago, the market was high. Now it's on an endless slide.
Thank you.
your baby child as sweet as can be. Turn around, he's 23. Oh, it didn't last long, did it? Once upon a time, you were gleaming your daddy's eye. Now the dark is settling in.
You don't have to be a hermit. You don't have to be a monk. Good luck finding someone else to straighten out your junk. You gotta make yourself happy.
Make yourself happy.
You gotta make yourself happy.
Make yourself happy.
Or you don't have to go far. And you already got your own cause. Give romance a little break.
think we're just going to jump right back in with a little something from a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Skeeter Davis, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love to feel the summer sunshine. Love to hear the summer.
Song about Florida, where I was until just a couple days ago. It was nice to be there for a few weeks. Well, not a few weeks. It was only a week and a day. So, but I take what I can get. I know Belinda is down in Jamaica, which is far more exciting than Florida. And she's there for 2 weeks. But like I said, I'll take what I can get. Florida for 1 week at this time of year, it's delightful. Most of the times of the year, not so much. But there it was, and there it is. And here we are at Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. I am not Belinda. And we are just about wrapping up the first portion of tonight's program and about to move into the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who passed in recent days and weeks. But before we do that, you know what I have to tell you. And that is to think about your future. And go to feedthepig.org.
Look what's here, pig.
Our initial radio obituary is for Owen Morin, who was described as well-loved and a talented singer, and also known as a Liverpool legend, which is his hometown. I thought Liverpool legends were the Beatles, but I guess that's just me. The 62-year-old was the lead singer and songwriter for the 1980s band Cook the Books, a new wave band formed in Liverpool. Cook the Books initially gained attention with their acclaimed and politically charged debut single, Picky in the Middle Eight,